Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The Match Ball.
Hello there. The Match Ball 30 is brought to you by Callidus, leading consultants in health and safety, project management, asset management, environmental services and training. Visit wearecallidus.com for more information. Today, Highfield Road, under the lights. What an occasion.
Sent to Coventry
unbeaten. We haven't lost yet, and it's going great guns, isn't it? Our best start since when? 1973. That was a good season, 1973-74. Ended quite well.
Won the league then. We might do it again. I'll probably finish fourth.
But look at Man United are running away with it.
Well, Arsenal are going to kick on at some point as well, and Liverpool. But fourth would be all right. Take fourth.
Absolute doom and gloom.
Take fourth now. We should stay up. Look at the plus sides. That money we've wasted on Rod Wallace, it shouldn't come back to bite us too much.
Well, he's not even the shoddy striker, is he, today? It's Lee Chapman, our talismanic number nine, who can't hit the bloody cow's ass with a banjo. 15,500 people inside Highfield Road at Coventry as well. A game probably only a mother could love, this one. Not a great occasion. It did finish 0-0, unfortunately, but let's get through the detail, which is John Lukic in goal, Mel Sterland, Tony DiRigo, Batty, McClellan still in there, Chris White, Strachan, Shutt, Chapman, McAllister, and Speed unchanged from the victory at Chelsea at the weekend with Steve Hodge and David Weatherall on the bench. Coventry, Steve Grzovic in goal.
Handsome.
Peter Billing, Andy Pearce, Brian Burrows, Peter Atherton, Mickey Ginn, Lloyd McGrath, Stuart Robson, Kevin Gallagher, Robert Rosario, Paul Furlong with Peter and Love on the bench.
Yeah, on that pronunciation, the very Yorkshire Undlove is how I always knew it, but I did work with someone from Zimbabwe and he pronounced it Nlovu, which is probably more accurate.
Yeah, I think I can't remember which commentator picked up on that, but I think Brian Moore has got it right as Nlovu, whereas everybody else has goes Undlove.
Nudlover.
They've been doing all right though, of Coventry. Fourth in the league, as we mentioned at the back end of the Chelsea victory. They're probably higher than you'd expect them to be, but they've gone mad like us in the summer. You see who they signed? Paul Furlong?
Never heard of him.
Signed from a car manufacturer in Enfield, probably, non-league. Which is not what you'd expect, but on Love, £10,000 from Bulawayo Highlanders.
Even less what you'd expect, but a Zimbabwean international footballer. So he can't be bad, can he?
Exotic, if nothing else. You don't get footballers from Zimbabwe in England, do you?
Howard Wilkinson isn't really claiming to know a right lot about them, but it's not even Nlovu that he's bothered. He says, I know Coventry, but I do not know Paul Furlong as I know Gary Lineker, and I do not know the outside left as I know John Barnes. I don't even know his name.
The outside left.
The left winger in 1991 parlance. But that does not mean they would be anything less of a problem. As a matter of fact, not knowing them might make them more of a problem.
This is about known quantities and unknown quantities.
And the mysteries of, let's see, who is mysterious in this team? Stuart Robson, who's been kicking around. He was at West Brom all through the 1980s. Robert Rosario, former Norwich City player or future Norwich City player. Can't remember which way around. Mickey Ginn, who obviously we remember from the 1987 FA Cup semi-final with displeasure. And Steve Grzovic, who is, you know, he's been Coventry's goalkeeper forever. I don't know if there's that many surprises in there apart from perhaps Nlovu, who is on the bench anyway, and Paul Furlong, who is just some striker they've got from non-league. So just assume he's not as good as Lee Chapman and work from there.
Peter Atherton not playing for Sheffield Wednesday was the main shock for me. I thought he'd always been there. But a quick glance at his record suggests not quite long spells with Wigan and Coventry before then.
I miss Brian Kilcline. Luscious hair. Like a rock star, like Brian Adams, who's still number one. 10 weeks later. Right, this game. Strachan getting man-marked by Lloyd McGrath. Does that tell the story of it, that they were trying to shut us down?
Well, I mean, he passed a late fitness test, did Strachan, didn't he? So I'm going to put that down to how he was able to do it, because who even is he, this Lloyd McGrath fella? Never even heard of him. Strachan's a better player than him.
Surprising more teams don't try that, I suppose, if we're into the second season now, aren't we? So when we just come up from Division 2, people still assumed that Strachan is the one who was falling off a cliff and on the downslope from Old Trafford, not realising he's probably playing the best football of his career. So now, the likes of Coventry, who won't like being called that, but that's who they are, have to try and man-mark him to stop him from tearing them apart. And it wouldn't have worked except for our striker, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, this was a tale of missed opportunities and keepers making saves, really. It was strange behaviour from Lee Chapman, some close-range efforts that under any other circumstance you'd expect him to put in, but John Lukic was at it as well.
The Lukic save is absolutely brilliant from a Coventry corner. It's one of those where you are just waiting for it to hit the back of the net, but Rosario gets his head to it and Lukic stretching pretty much as far as he can over to his left to just keep it out. But Chapman, I mean, he had two chances. The first one where it went to the back post, it was a bit high for him and you can kind of forgive him, but the one in the final 10 minutes where it's a Sterling cross from the right and it's just the Chapman goal you've seen 100 times before. Yeah. It's a free header from 7 or 8 yards out and you can't believe he's missed it, and he misses it by quite a way as well. It looks like it goes about a yard wide. So, I mean, I suppose he doesn't owe us a great deal, does he, Chapman? He does put these in more often than not.
But only two goals so far this season, though.
More than that Rat Wallace.
Well, even Carl Schutt scored more than him. So, he's in credit there. But, yeah, Speed has got two. Strachan's got four. In fact, Strachan is our top scorer with four. And that's, he needs to get his shooting boots on.
Shooting head on.
His boots, his head. I mean, he is one of those players who can just score off of any body part, but I don't know if it would be impolite to tell Lee Chapman to get his scoring arse on. But we could do with some goals, because 0-0 away to Coventry. I know they're fourth now, but they're not going to be fourth forever.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast. Alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
John Lukic, just returning to him for a minute. He crocked Kevin Gallagher, who had to be taken to hospital for an X-ray on his knee, which never sounds good, does it?
And Wilco loved that because he said John had a faultless evening. So presumably damaging a man's knee was all part of the plan.
I don't think Kevin Gallagher had the strongest legs you've ever seen. He was quite a spindly fella. I'm not surprised Lukic could damage one of those weedy little knees.
Scottish as well, so likely malnourished. Yeah, it's not good, is it?
Well, you do start to wonder why John Lukic wasn't involved in the last England squad for the Germany game that De Rigo and Batty went to. Because who's he up against them? Chris Woods, David Seaman, Nigel Martin at Crystal Palace. Peter Shilton's kind of thankfully been shuffled off. But there can't be a better goalkeeper than him around. This fella at Old Trafford that Chapman did score past. So Peter Schmeichel, they're trying to claim that he's any good. But, you know, if Lee Chapman out of form can stick a header past him, he can't be that good. Get Lukic in the England team.
Although Wilco, just returning to his comments, is there a certain amount of damned by fair praise here? Because he did start off by saying John had another faultless evening, but then he did qualify by saying, apart from his notable save and another deflected shot, which could have been a problem, everything he has to do was routine goalkeeping, but very important routine goalkeeping.
And that's it, but very important routine goalkeeping. And that's the crucial thing. Just wants him doing his job properly. And I think that's not faint praise from Wilkinson.
Is that gushing?
Yeah, I think if you're doing the routine goalkeeping right, then that's really what he wants from you.
And at the other end, that Chapman chance, it wasn't a unilateral miss. You've got to remember that there was a header tipped over by Steve Grizovic as well. So he's doing his part to keep us out. But yeah, it should have been a Leeds victory if we ignore that Robert Rosario chance. But Chapman had two big ones. So two versus one. Don't know if you're aware of how the old football game works. If you score two, the opposition score one, you win.
We still would have been ahead. And it's worth dwelling on Robert Rosario. He's a very handsome footballer, which is unusual for the First Division, kind of balancing out what is going on in goal for Coventry, where they have Steve Grizovic. They put the old Robert Rosario, as good-looking as his name. He sounds...
exotic himself.
Yeah.
Looks kind of like a minor character from Sopranos or something.
Yes. And yet, he was at Norwich, now he's at Coventry.
Is not the tour of the glamour towns.
Yeah. Where was he born? I'm trying to remember where Robert Rosario was born.
Oh, it'd be somewhere like almost like Swindon, I don't know.
Hammersmith.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was London born, but not a good goal scorer compared to our Lee.
McClelland got praise in the Yorkshire Evening Post for a near faultless display too. So he kept young swarthy Rosario at arm's length in this one. Not a great game. 0-0, not a great deal to say about it, really.
Still not lost.
No.
Exactly. I suppose.
Very, very important. I mean, where does that leave us, by the way? Let's have a look at these midweek fixtures, because we were certainly not the only ones playing. Palace finally opened their shambles of a ground, and they lost at home to West Ham.
Serves them right.
Luton 0, QPR 1. Man City 0, Everton 1. Sheffield United 1, Notts County 3. Sean Neil Warnock enjoyed that. Chelsea 2-0 against Villa. Norwich 1, Sheffield Wednesday 0, and Southampton 1. Wimbledon 0. Division shaping up. We are second, still unbeaten. Man United top. They've played 8, won 6, drawn 2, goals 11 and 2. So a goal difference of 9, 20 points. And we are on the same games played now, but 4 points behind. We're on 16 with 4 wins and 4 draws. Scored more goals, though, than they have, because we are deadly, despite our misfiring strikers.
Yeah, do we need a new one?
Probably. Going to set you back about, what, £1 million these days? £2 million at a push?
The papers seem to think we do. There's Brian Deane is being linked yet again from Sheffield United. Wilkinson described as a known admirer.
Well, he's a Leeds lad, isn't he? He's Dino.
Mm-hmm. And Wilkinson is very good friends with his manager at Sheffield United, Dave Bassett, but Bassett does not want to sell, not even for in excess of £2 million. I don't know what Wilco's relationship is with Barnet manager Barry Fry. I can't imagine them getting along quite as well as...
quite different characters, aren't they?
...as he gets along with Bassett. But yeah, two of their strikers. Gary Ball, who is like a low-rent Steve Ball.
He is related. He is the cousin of.
And Paul Schowler. Ball, according to Barry, says, have we got the audio of his opinion on Gary Ball?
I've got it here. 1 second. I'll just cue it up.
He's Cockney, isn't he, Barry Fry?
Very.
He's the best centre-forward in the country on carrot foam.
Whereas Wilkinson says, I'm fed up of Leeds United being used for matters of this sort. One way or another, we seem to be linked with anybody who becomes available if it suits. We're not interested in either player.
Shut that down.
Yeah, he's realising people just, if you link them with Leeds, it generates some transfer interest and, you know, maybe Man United might come swooping in and buy them for even more money, which if they want, Brian Deane or Gary Ball, even Paul Schowler.
A load of ball, these rumours, eh?
Hey.
A Schowler of shit.
Okay, yep.
Does it work?
It could do, yeah.
Okay. We've had a royal visit. Have you seen this? Princess Diana has been in town. It's very glamorous.
She was at Eden Airport, wasn't she? Flying in.
Yeah.
Did she come on Concorde?
I'm not sure. She went to Bradford soon afterwards, so that, well, can't have been great for her.
One of the few airports around that can handle Concorde is Eden.
They extended the runway to make sure they could, didn't they? Mm. No messing about up there at the aerodrome. And she went to Leeds, had a potter about in Leeds, went to Shipley Resource Centre, which cares for 1,000 disabled people. And then she also went up the road from Shipley through into Bingley. Big old factory there. Seen it?
Damart. It's a nice factory, in fairness. It's a nice looking chimney and everything.
Chimney, yeah. Yeah. It says on it Damart, doesn't it?
But I mean, I'm not exactly a royalist, but you have got to feel sorry for her being shown some thermal underwear and having to look interested.
Thermal underwear is very, very important, particularly in cold climates. And we know what it's like in West Yorkshire in winter. Sometimes drops below freezing. She might have wanted some. They would have given her samples as well. Do you think she took them home and gave them to some sort of butler or Paul Burrell, maybe, if he's there?
He's taking them himself, won't he?
just kept those pants for future reference. But that was nice anyway, royal visit. And that's about it, isn't it, for this midweek? We'll reconvene and do another one.
Yes, it's not got quite the glamour of what's coming up at the weekend.
Well, this is it. I mean, another massive, massive clash against Liverpool at Elland Road. Full house expected. Should be good. Are you looking forward to it?
Very much so.
Right, we'll see you then.
The Match Ball.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A change of seasons means adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow, or all of the above on the same day. This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. With all-condition traction and materials and features to keep you comfy and dry no matter what, you'll be ready for anything. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.